Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Home. Let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home. Let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app on a Friday morning, the 14th of January. I'm Jennifer Jones-Lee, and some of the stories we're watching in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. An infant has died from COVID-19 in Riverside County. Health officials will only say the child was less than a year old and is the youngest person to die from COVID in the county. There have been more than 5,600 COVID deaths in Riverside County since the start of the pandemic. Police say a woman was stabbed to death in a furniture store in the Hancock Park area of L.A. yesterday afternoon. The woman was alone in the store where she worked at about 2 o'clock yesterday when she was attacked by a man. Surveillance video shows a black man wearing a black hoodie, skinny jeans, dark shoes, and a white N95 mask and carrying a backpack. Police say the killer took off through the back door and went into the alley. And Nick was just talking about this, and we have confirmed now that police have chased a car. In a fast-moving chase through South L.A., the car did pull over at Manchester and the 110 freeway, and this was maybe 10 minutes ago. So I'm sure Nick will update us on this when we talk to him again in traffic. Right now, let's say good morning to KFI's House Whisperer, Dean Sharp. You can follow Dean on social media, at Home with Dean, and listen to him tomorrow from 6 to 8, Sunday morning, 9 to 11, here on KFI. Dean, good morning.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, so I love the idea of home improvements. I love, love, love working on the house. I admit it. But what actually needs to be done versus what I think needs to be done and how much it will cost to do that are all three separate categories completely.
Yes, they are. They are indeed. And I find that a lot of folks just don't understand the essentials of what it is that they have to do in order to understand what needs to change in their home. And as a result, too many people are spending way too much money on the wrong things.
Like what?
Like what? Well, I can't really tell you because I haven't walked through your house lately. But that's kind of the point. And so this weekend, what I'm actually going to be doing is, I guess you could say that we're going to be kind of peeling back a little bit of the secrets or the mysteries of whispering a house.
Okay.
But that's not the important part. But I'm going to be talking a little bit about our process. Like when we come over, we're actually doing a consult later this morning. And when I show up at a house, how do you figure out what needs to be done and what areas need to be addressed and how and where? Well, the thing that is probably most difficult for most folks is that it's really not about, you know, clipping out your favorite pictures out of design magazines or building a Pinterest board or a house board or anything like that. What it really comes down to, and a lot of people roll their eyes when I say this, but what it really comes down to is you starting to see your house fresh for the first time in a long time and beginning to understand how it makes you feel. I know that seems very ephemeral, but it's the truth. Houses, you know, like just about everything in life, get divided up into two categories. There are two branches to architecture, or two things that architecture, that all architecture does. I say it all the time. Architecture is essentially shelter and story. And that's just a way of saying that, you know, the things that we tend to in our lives as human beings are either practical things or emotional things. So, you know, there are things about your house that are super practical, like does the door close and latch? Does the roof leak? Does the hot water turn on when you ask for hot water? Those are practical issues. But that's not primarily what people are thinking about when they're thinking about remodeling or redesigning their house. What they're thinking about is how the house wraps them up emotionally, which, by the way, is the main thing. It is our emotional relationship with our house that we actually want to spend money on to improve. It's, you know, we could all just be living in gray concrete boxes everywhere that are very, very practical, but nobody wants to do that. So it's the emotions and the things that get stirred up in you about your house. But there's a problem with that. And the problem is it's one of our design life lessons that we're going to be talking about. You know how the old phrase familiarity breeds contempt?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not a big believer in that phrase. I actually think that that's a couple of steps down the road. Here is what familiarity breeds in a human being. Familiarity breeds invisibility. And what I mean by that is the more that you get used to something, the less you actually see it for what it is. Because our brains, human brains, and this is, you know, kind of design 101, human brains are first and foremost pattern recognition engines. We like to find patterns. And once we find a pattern and we see something happening regularly, we try and push that pattern into our subconscious so that our conscious mind has better things to think about. So we don't have to think about everything all the time.
Right.
So that is why you move through your house, you know, kind of blindfolded. You know, you just kind of scoot through it. You know, every turn, every corner, and so on. That is fantastic. Another word for that is mastery, by the way. Anybody who has mastered a thing has pushed much of the process or the patterning down into their subconscious. But the downside to that is that you're no longer really seeing the thing anymore. You're only seeing the pattern. And so the biggest problem that most folks have when it comes to remodeling their home is that they have become house blind to their own house, that they don't really see it for what it is. And so the first thing that I do to help clients see it again is I suggest that they shift their perspectives, that they see it in different ways to kind of force them to see the structure of their house again.
Well, you, when you walk into somebody's house, I bet you see it completely differently than they see it. Because when you said they become house blind, it reminds me of those commercials where people are nose blind. They don't smell the scents. They don't see the things that somebody new walking into that house sees or smells.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And you know, we get a lot of kudos for just walking in and, you know, just diagnosing somebody's house. Like, you're amazing. What is this sorcery? What is, well, I got to tell you. All right, so I would like to think that there's some talent involved, but I have a massive advantage over you when I walk into your house, and it's simply this. I'm not used to it. I've never lived in your house, and I am not blind to it the way you are. I'm blind to my own house, okay?
Sure.
But not yours. And so, yeah, as a newbie walking through for the first time, I've got some big advantages.
Okay, so you get the call and somebody says, I want you to come over and whisper my house and help me with this. You get to that person's house, you walk in the door, they hand you that Pinterest board or they hand you those clippings. How do you gracefully tell them this is not necessarily what we're going to do? We need to sit back, take a step back, look at this from a practical and, of course, like you said, kind of enveloping feeling. But how do you combine the two when somebody is so hell-bent on they want this and they want it to have this feel and they want it to look this way, and you look at them and you say, that's wonderful, but practically, your house doesn't lend itself to that.
Okay, so yeah, I'm kind of famous for overturning the apple cart when it comes to these things. So here's what I do. You're going to hand me your Pinterest board, and I'm going to say, oh, thank you so much. And we're just going to set it off to the side here, and we're going to get to this. I'm not going to ignore it, of course, because you've spent some time looking at things, and these are important. But this is we're going to talk about this near the end of our consult. First thing I want to do is sit down. I just want to talk with you. I want to find out what's going on with you and your life. Where are you at? What are you wanting for the house? What do you do for a living? What kind of time do you spend in the house? When you spend time in the house, what is it that you are doing versus what you would like to be doing? I interview you, not the house. And then I ask for some time, just on my own, to meander through the house and see it fresh and trying applying the things that I've heard from our little interview to the home. Then I will sit down and take a look at your Pinterest board. And then it becomes really clear to me the things that you are trying to achieve, even though you may think, you know what, I really need a green kitchen. That's what I keep gravitating toward. Maybe that's true, or maybe there's something else that you're reaching for, a welcoming, more organic feel to your house that I make some suggestions, and people are like, wow, you see right through me, man.
Dean, the person whisperer. That's cool.
It all starts. That's the point. That is the, if there's one point that I'm trying to make this morning, is that a really good remodel is about, you know, fashioning a glove to fit your hand. And so, of course, it's person whispering. Of course it is, first and foremost. And that's where a lot of people just don't want to go. They just like, listen, I just want my bathroom to look like this magazine. Well, that's fine. That's really actually very easy to do. But that's not the kind of clientele that I pick up, because what we do is we design custom homes for custom lives.
When you do your interview, do you do it with the spouses separately? And I only ask that because I know if you were to sit Scott and I down and ask us to say what we want about a kitchen or what we want about the living room or whatever, it would be completely different. Yet we both in our minds might have the same idea, end game, but probably the way we were to describe it would be entirely different.
Yeah. So again, this is where I try and stay away from what you actually are thinking is the solution to your problem. The reason you've hired a designer is very likely because you don't exactly know how to get out into the real world what it is that you're feeling and thinking and wanting. So it's a little easier than it. But yeah, I will talk to spouses together because I'm not actually interested that you want, you know, a square cushy ottoman in the center and he wants a wooden rocking chair. That's not my primary concern. My primary concern is finding out how both of you want to experience the space, not what color you think should go on the wall.
Oh, Dean, this is so good. And I promise when we finally do get a, you know, chunk of change that we can plunk down, you're going to be the first guy, because I feel like we got our house to the point where, yeah, it's good. Like, this is definitely livable. Now I want to dig into it. So you're on our list. Hopefully you can put us on yours just down the road a little bit.
There you go. Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much, Dean. Okay. And you're talking about this all weekend?
We are talking about this tomorrow morning, actually. Five life lessons that are the fundamentals of doing house therapy before your remodel.
All right. I love it. I'm going to tune in 6 to 8 tomorrow morning, 9 to 11 on Sunday. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jen.
Bye. See you later. That is KFI's House Whisperer, Dean Sharp. And again, listen to him tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, and you can follow him on social media at Home with Dean.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.